May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. We are on our way to Easter morning, but we're not there yet. We have followed Jesus through Galilee into the wilderness, and now we stand atop the Mount of Olives at Bethpage, looking across the valley to the holy city of Jerusalem, to the city that kills its prophets. Before us there is confusion, pain, fear, rejection, and death. And yet we turn our eyes to the cross and journey on to Easter morning. We are on our way to Easter morning, but we're not there yet. We have journeyed through the long season of Lent. We have journeyed through self-sacrifice and repentance. We have shared and have listened. We are ready in mind, body, and spirit. But before us lies the Garden of Gethsemane. There will be betrayal. There we will have to choose, just as Christ did, whether to continue on to Jerusalem and confront the powers that oppress, or whether to turn around and hide in the wilderness. For Jesus at Gethsemane, escape is a brisk 15-minute walk in the other direction. And yet, we turn our eyes to the cross and journey on to Easter morning. We are on our way to Easter morning, but we're not there yet. Today we stand on uneven ground. We stand between the crowd that hails Jesus as Messiah and the crowd that demands his crucifixion. Today we recognize in ourselves that both crowds are present. The road we travel shows us at our best and worst. There we will proclaim Jesus as the Lamb of God. There we will also do our best to lay waste to God's kingdom on earth. And yet we turn our eyes to the cross and journey on to Easter morning. We are on our way to Easter morning, but we're not there yet. Before us, every human institution will fail. The religious establishment will betray its own commitment to righteousness before God, succumbing to the power of the state. There, the civil courts will themselves succumb to the mob, making a mockery of justice. We will want to look away, to avert our eyes from the sometime gruesome reality of the world we live in and of the world we have created. And yet we turn our eyes to the cross and journey on to Easter morning. We are on our way to Easter morning, but we're not there yet. We will feast with the Lord. We will wash each other's feet in the Spirit, but our knees will tremble. Our confidence will fail. Some will betray, but all will abandon, at least for a time. And yet, even in the darkest hour, there is hope. even where all is lost, where we feel only death surround. Jesus proclaims that he is resurrection and light, that in him there is living water, in him the dawn is breaking, in him new life will come. And so we, a broken people, a people with the light of Christ burning deep within us, we turn our eyes to the cross and journey on to Easter morning. Amen.